Okay. Thank you for joining
today's shiur. Today is Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Tovshin Ayin Tes. And I would like to thank a very special individual. His name is Rav Mordechai Aaron Krieger, the author of Chasdei Hashem, up to at least 28 volumes, an alumnus of our yeshiva, his son, a close Talmud of mine, and he has asked that we sponsor a series of Rosh Chodesh Shiurim. This is the inaugural Shiur. Appropriately, the topic of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, this year being a leap year, and there are many interesting discussions, which will, as we shall see, have relevance in many situations. I'd like to thank Harav Elchanan Adler Shlita, one of our illustrious Rebbeim, who saw that I was speaking on the topic, saw the sign, provided me the whole series of sources. Apparently he wrote an article in Chavrus about this, Halacha Considerations of Hashana Mu'uberes. He has sources which he's preparing for his shiur, and he gave me something called Olamot, which has a whole discussion of Shana Mu'uberes as well. So those who want to look at this later can do so as well. Okay. I'd like to begin my Marim HaKol Mashiach, which you all have, which begins, interestingly, with a Tosis in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis, where we are taught, Ein Ma'abrin Ela Adar. The only month that you can make Mu'ubar, the extra month, is Adar. V'chol Shara Chadoshim Shal Tosfos Ein Ma'abrin, Tichsiv, V'chodesh Neim Osu V'chodesh Adar. We know that a pasuk in the Megillah. V'ma'abrin Achas V'shara Chadoshim, Lo Havi Adar, Shneim Osar. If you make a different month, the extra month, anywhere from Nisan until Shvat, it'll turn out that Adar is the 13th month. But it says in the Megillah, Adar is supposed to be the 12th month. Everyone understand? This is why the only month that qualifies to be the extra month is the month of Adar. You with me so far? If you have any questions, please feel free to raise your hand. Okay. Very nice. Now, question. If you look in the source number 3, Michilta, Hol v'achodesh misaber v'ashana misaberes. Ma ha'chodesh echad miminuyov? Just like chodesh, one unit of the 29 is extra, makes 30. Afashana echad miminuyov. One month of the year. Ma chodesh ein tosefes avuro ela besof. Afshana ein tosefes av ibura ela besof. Iburo. So what does that mean? So are you all aware of the fact that the months usually alternate, some are 29, some are 30? Everyone is aware of that fact? When there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, what that means is there are 30 days in the previous month. When there's only 1 day Rosh Chodesh, it's 29 days in the previous month, and day 30 is the only day of Rosh Chodesh. Now obviously, when you change 29 to 30, the extra day is day 30. No? So by definition, if there are 12 months in a year, the extra month is month number 13. Now remember, in the Torah itself, there are no names to the months. The months are only known by their numbers. Right? As you know, in the Torah, it talks about the Chodesh HaRishon, the Chodesh HaShvi. Please take the different numbers. So by definition, seems to be no choice. Okay, fine. Question, Rabbi, it's like a very serious question. Let me ask you this question. Listen carefully. If someone is born, now there are 2 months which are swing months. You know what the 2 months, who knows what the 2 months are? That could be either 29 or 30. Cheshvan and Kislev. You're Rosh Chodesh tape. You're right from the Rosh Chodesh angle. Correct. Let's say a boy was born, this happens all the time, a boy is born on the 29th day of Cheshvan. Okay, nice birthday. Anyone here born that day? You're born Lamed Kislev. That's an interesting day. Oh. That's like a February 29th. Some years you have no birthday. Nebuch, what are you doing with a birthday cake? That's a big problem. Okay. When you were Bar Mitzvah, was there a Lamed Kislev? There was. So there usually is. Most years there is. But the boy is born on Chavtes Cheshvan, and then his bar mitzvah, in one of those unusual years, like this past year, was the Lamed Cheshvan. When is his birthday? When is his bar mitzvah? 13 years later. Let's review again. He's born on Chavtes Cheshvan when he was only 29, which is most years. His bar mitzvah, there were 30 days. When I say most years are Kesidra. His mitzvah is alternate. Some years are Chaser, when both Cheshvan and Kesidra have only 29. Some years like this year, Tashanai and Tess, are considered Shleimim when both months had 30. Okay? With me so far? Good. What do you think? Let's have a vote. Let's have a vote in Shia. Okay? Let's review again. He's born the 29th day of Cheshvan. There were only 29 days that year when he was born. Now, 13 years later, there were 30 days of Cheshvan. So what do you say? He's bar mitzvah on the 29th day of Cheshvan? Or maybe the 30th day, the last day of Cheshvan, is the last day. Who votes for the 29th? Raise your hand. Who votes for the 30th? You all voted right. In my opinion, you all voted right. Now, let's take the parallel. A boy is born in the 12th month of the year. With me so far? There are only 12 months that year. When he's by mitzvah, there are 13 months of the year. Let's take a vote. Be consistent. Who votes his bar mitzvah in the 12th month of the year? Be consistent. Who votes his bar mitzvah in the 13th month of the year? You're right. That's the inconsistency we have to address today. We all know that source number 4. Source number 4. Let's see. Sif Yud. Im nar echad nola b'chavtes adarishin b'shanem uberes. No. The Ramah. Umish at the end, the last line of 4. Umish nola b'hadar v'nasa mitzvah b'shnasa ibur. Eino nasa mitzvah adar v'sheni. No. What's the difference between born on the 29th when the 30 days, 13 years later, where he says the mitzvah on the 29th? So here too, if he's born in the 12th, he should be a mitzvah in the 12th. That's what I would have said, right? Who said differently? Mari Mintz. Who holds like we do? So let's take a look at source number 5. Okay. End of line number 2. Varasha Levi is al b'tshuva cholik hazeh. V'yomer she'ba'adar rishon aseh by mitzvah. Makes the most sense. Please take. It makes the most sense. He should be by mitzvah in the first other. The same as if he's born the 29th. Mitzvah the 29th, who cares if it's 30 days that year? So too, who cares if it's 13 months that year? Who cares? Pri Chodesh, though, says that the Mari Mintz is right, the Ramah is right. V'nira Raya from the Yerushalmi. What did the Yerushalmi say? I'm in the fourth line of source number 5. Adar Rishon Tosefes, Adar Sheni Tosefes. Which month is the extra month? Ma Beinein, what's the difference? Rabbi Shmuel by Yitzchak Omar, Shnei Kivsei Atzeres Beineon. Kivsei Atzeres have to be bought the first year. Nolad b'chamish osa b'odar b'shona sheinim uberes. The sheep is born on the 15th day of a plain odar. V'nichas v'shona sheinim uberes. And now the next year is a leap year. In Tamar odar rishon tosefes shona rukahi. If the first month is the extra month, so you can be brought as a korban for 13 months. In Tema Adar Sheni Tosefes, Ein Lo Eda Al Chamish Asav Adar Rishon. Only have 12 months. Vasikna, the Rishama concludes, Adar Aleph Tosefes. And therefore, if a Keves born can be brought up to 13 months. So the Pri Chodesh, by the same token, last line of source 5, Lilma Lina Didan, the Kevach Adar Rishon Tosefes, Eilu Nasa by Mitzvah, Adar Adar Hasheni, because the extra month of Adar Rishon is sort of a blank month, is the Tosefes. It's clear as day. Of course, the question becomes, how do you answer our original question, 29 and 30? So far, no one has answered. You have an answer? Raise your hand. I'll give you the answer. It's an interesting answer. Every year, Now 29, I'll just chew a little. 29 and 30 alternate. Okay, it's 29 and it's 30. 29 and it's 30. Most years are plain years, right? 12 of 19 years are we call Shana Pshutos. Only 7 are Shana Muberes, which is this year. Here's my Chiddush. There are only 12 months in the year. What about this year? It's 12 months. Huh? There's 12A and 12B. That's my Chiddush. 12 Aleph and 12 Bet. Adar Aleph, Adar Bet. But in the Torah, there are no names, just numbers. So instead of counting to 13, 12. 12A and 12B. Now I understand very well. The person's born on the 29th day, he's by missing the 29th day, because why not? But once he's born in the 12th month, there were two opportunities for his by missing to be in the 12th month, 12A and 12B. That's exactly what says in the Yerushalmi, other Rishon Tosefos. That's his by mitzvah in 12B. I'm going to try to prove it to you from the following interesting, fascinating point. Harav Shechta Shalita, Shalva Refuah Shalema, has a sefer called Be'ikvei Atzon. And it's Be'ikvei Atzon on the 12th page, Amud Yud Beis, the 12 was a magic number today. He suggests the following unbelievable suggestion. Someone who was born an Adar Sheni. Was anyone here born an Adar Sheni in this room? No. If you're born an Adar Sheni, and the year by mitzvah is a plain Adar. So what's the halacha? Lamaisa, what do we do? A year by mitzvah? An Adar, of course. No. Nisan. Suggests Rav Shechta Shlita. Why? Very simple. The guy's born the 13th month, right? Comes to the years by mitzvah, the 13th is a magic number again, 13th by mitzvah, there is no 13th month. So what do? There is no 13th month. What would happen, my friend, you were born on the 30th day of Kislev. What would have happened if the year of your bar mitzvah, there was no 30th day of Kislev? Would you be bar mitzvah a day earlier or a day later? Probably later. So, there's no 13th month that year. It should be by mitzvah the month later. Rosh Chodesh Nisan should be by mitzvah. So, writer Rav Shechta Shalita is a suggestion in Be'ikvei Atzon. No one in the world, to my knowledge, nobody in the whole wide world paskins this way. Of course, it's why not? I think the only way to explain why not, because there is no 13th month. There's 12A and 12B. He was born in 12B. The year he's by mitzvah, there's only one 12. So he's by mitzvah, 12. Follow me? Everyone follow what I'm saying? That's what I wanted to suggest. The truth is, you take a look at Tosfos right over here, source number two. This is at the end, right? That's the mechilta we just saw. They're bothered by the question. We should have said that this last month is Tosefos, but we don't say that. And the answer is the first month is Tosefos. They don't explain why. Maybe they mean 12A, 12B, maybe. Now we come to the following fascinating shaila. Take a look, if you will, in number 7. Number 7. He's commenting on the last line of source number 4. In Unasa Mitzvah Ador Sheni, Afal Gav, says the Mishnah Berurah in 7, Take for Kosova Mechabes if test the Chodesh Hebrew of Bechlal, Yikomakom Havamina, Dafka Benola Bechodesh Acher. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shnas Yud Gimel Muberes, and Asa Vamitzvah at Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Avon Nolad Rosh Chodesh Adar, Hava Mina, the Nasa Vamitzvah, Rosh Chodesh Adar Arishan. Kamash Velon, the Adar Arishan, Lo Nikra Adar, El Chodesh Ibra Mikri. It's called the blank month. Shere Ein Kornes Amigilla Bad Arishan. Vanan Be'inan. What do we need? Yud Gimel Shanim Shleimim. Now, Ad Kan for the moment. There's a basis in Tosas and Masechet Nedarim for this, but the Chora, it's against the Gemara. Against the Gemara. Gemara source number six. Let's read source number six. Source number six. The question is, when do you read the Megillah this year? When do you read the Megillah this year? Source number six. Let's do the second part. Ushnei mikro echad darshu. B'chol shana v'shana. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Sala b'chol shana v'shana. Ma'chol shana v'shana. Adar asamach l'shvat. Afkan adar asamach l'shvat. So we according to this, we should read the Megillah in 14 days from today. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Sava, Ben Gamliel Sava, B'chol shana v'shana. Ma'chol shana v'shana. Adar asamach l'nisan. Afkan adar asamach l'nisan. First opportunity. The Geula of Purim should be as close as possible to the Geula of Pesach. What do you see from this Gemara? If after reading this, I'll ask you a question. Take a vote again. This time it's three choices, Rabbi Yossi. Which month is called Adar? Adar 1, Adar 2, or both? Okay, we'll take a vote. Who votes for other one? Who votes for other two? Who votes for both? They're both, you got it right. It's clear in the Gemara that both are called other. Just as a question will be, which one do we fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah Esther, which it says, Mechodesh Nimas, Mechodesh Adar? Take a look, for example, in source number 8, second page. Source number 8. Kishe'ire yom shemes avavo imo ba'adar. Vashana Muberis, and there's a minute to fast on the day of a yard site. Yisana b'Adar Beis, says Ramo, Vish Omim Yisana b'Rishin. Imlo Shemes b'Shnas Ibush, b'Adar Sheni, she has no longer Yisana b'Sheni. Chena minute Yisana b'Rishin. Miu Yesh Machmirim, Lisanos b'Shneem. To fast both days, both others, says the Vilna Gaon. Right, so it's number 9. Ava Kana Yiko Lisanos b'Shneem. Tlerash Bag, except they all agree. Kol mitzvahs in August, b'shein in August, b'rishim. Of course, Megillah's tainus. Yeah, it's all the same. It's all the same. Skipping, not reading the entire Biragra. V'raya shnir shevim and Megillah sham time of the Rashbag m'shem gula lav rai. The vada l'svaros and the sabi b'cholish echad levad rai. If to pick one, you're right. If to pick one. Pick the second order, which is the Mechaber said. Aval Gemara the Sham Muchach, Kemoshe Kosef the Nog Bishneim. But the first time of the Rashbag will Oporach Atana Kama the Nog Bishneim. Shema Mina the Asvara the Nog Bishneim. At the Acha Shalomdu B'Chol Shana V'Shana Ain't a Nog Gana B'Yechad. Now we have to know which one. But fundamentally, both are others. Both are others. That's what he says. Both are others. It has to be that way. The Ramah said you're not bar mitzvah until when? Come on. Adar Sheni. And yet he says you fast when? Adar Rishon. Inconsistent with the Ramah. No. You fast in Adar Rishon. It's your first opportunity. It may be in all the mitzvahs. But you're bar mitzvah in Adar Sheni because of the Adar Rishon is Tosefes. Fine. Now the following question. The following question. Take a look in source number 10. Avla Mishnas Yud Gimel Hayagam Kein Ibur. Was anyone born in other region here? No? You're born in other region and you're by mitzvah the year's other region too. Oz Bevadai Hayinu Omrim Anolad Berishin you're by mitzvah by other region. Vasheni by the Sheni. Who's the source for this? Haskomas Achronim, the Loke, who's Mem Aleph? Loke Mogan Avraham. The Mogan Avraham is number one. You just can't say the Loke Mogan Avraham. What does that mean? Not only that, the Mogan Avraham makes the most sense to me. Look at source number 11. He's quoting the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnas Yud Gimel Eina Muberes, Mashma, the Mishnas Yud Gimel Muberes, also, Shinol Brother Rishon, Nasa Biyamid Yud Gimel Brother Rishon. can cause a belavush. That's the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. But Tzarech Iyun, the Mishinol and Mishana Pshuta, it was asked by Mitzvah Adar Sheni, as we saw in the Maramo, Nago, and Ken Gamzeh, Afal Pishinol and Mishnasa Ibur, Mikom Makom, watch this, very important. Eshtakein, what does Eshtakein mean? Last year, Hoysa Pshuta, Venasa Ben Yud Beis, be other star. Okay? Became 12. Now becoming 12, what's relevant to become 12? Mufa Samachlish. Right? In the Durham. Let's say a boy and a girl. Right? So she's Bas Mitzvah, right? In other, right? Everyone knows from a Bas Mitzvah to a Bas Mitzvah takes how much time? 1 year. Let's say a chemist is born that same day. Can you imagine what a great day in Jewish life? Twins, a boy and a girl, celebrate her Bas Mitzvah. And a chemist is born, and the chemist can be brought until what day? 13 months later. So the bar mitzvah should be when? 13 months later. Even though you were born in other region, should be bar mitzvah other sheni. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Makes sense to me. And kei lo molo lo yud gimel at shnas other sheni. Kei mash v'sof erichin shana tamima. Mash da shnas yud gimel kol hashon and shnas yibah bas yud gimel chodesh. He doesn't understand why it shouldn't be so. L'chein e'reli, skipping two lines. Line starts with the word denase. Denase by mitzvah b'odah sheni. V'hod denokot shnas v'gimel enem uberes. What's the psika nokat? Stop. That's what I think. That's what I thought. Of course, the whole world disagrees with me. The whole world holds like the Mishnah Berurah. So I have one Talmud of mine, Shalita, whose son is now one of the Mitzuyonim of our yeshiva, and he was born in the other Rishon, and the Bar Mitzvah was a Shana Buberes, and he made the Bar Mitzvah the Sheni. I was very happy about that. The Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham. But I also have such a grandson. My grandson's Bar Mitzvah was born. Yeah, you know how it works. It depends on the cycles. You can figure out if you're a good mathematician. There were seven, you know the seven Mubaras of a 19-year cycle? What's the Rosh Hashanah? Gua Chazat. Actually quotes in Masechta Megillah. 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19. Do a little arithmetic, right? What years will take you 13 years later? Not three won't take you there, no. But six will, because six takes you to 19. And now there's... So, that could easily happen. One of the others can also take it that way. Fine. So my grandson, I said to my son, you know, I really prefer, I'm not going to insist, because, you know, my son is a Talmud Chacham, but it's all right, doesn't need me to paskin. But, you know, maybe it's better if you make another sheni. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? If it's sure by mitzvah then. So I suggested. At the end of the day, it turned out, because of a professional responsibility of mine, a rabbi has his calendar, is not his own. Some of my shul is getting married, was becoming bar mitzvah on the same Shabbos, and then it was a whole tumult. It ended up, his bar mitzvah was other region, like all his classmates who were born that month. I made one condition with him. I said, you know what? Please, he can lane, he can get mafter, no problem. Because technically speaking, you can lane and get mafter if you're a cotton too. Hakon Olam in Shiva, I feel the cut. So it's not our minig, but okay, here the minig is like the Mishnah Berurah, I no problem. But I would tell him, please don't let him down for the Yomim. And I wouldn't want him to bench Mizuman, which I often give to a Bar Mitzvah boy. That's what happened. Just now, 2 days ago, someone told me the following case. Somebody might have made a mistake. A Yosel. So he's no father, so the mother didn't know any better. And so they prepared a Bar Mitzvah for this month. There are no bar mitzvahs this month. Unless you're the Rosh HaLevi. Have you noticed I haven't gotten invited to bar mitzvah this month? It can't be, because this is 30 years ago it was an other plane, and now it's an other Shana Mubaris. So going to the Ramadan, no bar mitzvah this month. You have more time to learn. You don't have to go dance to bar mitzvahs. But this guy is bar mitzvah this month. They prepared the parsha. He's a Yosem. Kabbalah, the Yosem. Kalaman of Yosem Losana. We just read on the Shabbos. We have to be so careful to Yosef. So I told him, let him lay, and let him get mafta. He just shouldn't down for the Yavad and shouldn't lead the mezuzah. Follow what I'm saying? Good. Good. Do you have a few more minutes, or should we want me to stop now? It's up to you. And how much time you have? You have some more time? Okay, a little more time. Fine, a little more time. Now, let's take a look in the following situation. An interesting case. Someone, see source number 12. In Mishana Shanole Kislev Chaser. He was born in a year with only 29 years in Kislev. Lohay Rosh Chodesh Tevis Rak Yom Echad. V'ach Shav Kislev Mole V'yesh Beis Yomim Rosh Chodesh. What's it did? Mikomakom Nasa Bar Mitzvah B'yom Rishon De Rosh Chodesh Tevis. What? 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 What happened over here? What happened? He's born. What was he born? He was born on Aleph Teves. Now, did 30 days in Cheshvan. They weren't when he was born. No, he's still by mitzvah on the first. What is it? Okay, no, when is it not mitzvah? You're reaching the Rosh Chodesh Tevis. What? That's Kislev. How can a guy who's born on Tevis be a mitzvah in Kislev? Can you explain this to me? Let's read it one more time. It's so confusing. Let's read it one more time. Source number 12. Shana Shinola Loya Kislev Chaser. Loya Rosh Chodesh Tevis Rak Yom Echad. It doesn't say when he was born. He was born, presumably, on that day, not Rosh Chodesh. Aleph Tevis. Achshav Kislev Mole Yesh Be Yom Rosh Chodesh. Nasev HaMitzah. Yom Rishon Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Which is Kislev. How's that possible? He says, Eliyahu Rabbah, according to the Magen Avraham, that the first day is considered the 30th of the previous month, not by mitzvah until the second day of Rosh Chodesh. I'm again like the Magen Avraham. I'm again postponing it. Not a month, a day. That's what I would say. How do you explain the other opinion? What do you see from here, Abosai? We think that a bar mitzvah is a birthday party. Sometimes they have a cake and they blow out 13 candles. Ah, a birthday party. It's not a birthday party. The Magen Avraham is right. His birthday was last month. His bar mitzvah is the next month. He was born in another Rishon. His bar mitzvah is another Sheni. So here too, this fellow, if he's born on Aleph Teves, how can he be bar mitzvah on Lamed Kislev? It's not even the month that he's born yet. How can it be? So I want to explain how it's possible. I'm going to defend this opinion, even though I think it's better to wait the extra day. Who knows? Let's see. Who knows? Source number 4, line number 1. We skipped it before. Le'olam u'kot nachiyavi beisaros achashiyah ben yudgimel v'yom echad. What does it mean, Yom Echad? When Yom Echad? I thought it was on your birthday. Yeah, very simple, right? The year is up the day before your birthday. Are you with me? The year is up the day before your birthday. If your birthday is, pick a date. Let's take a Tu B'Shvat. Your birthday is Tu B'Shvat, as you had recently. So you're, the 13 years are up on your Dalet Mishvat. So B'Yom Echad means on Tu B'Shvat, on your 13th birthday. You with me? Okay, but very nice. Tu B'Shvat, the day before you were born was Yud Dalet Shvat. The day before Bar Mitzvah is also Yud Dalet Shvat. Here's a unique case. This fellow, the day before he was born, was what? Chav Tes Kislev. That was the only that's what you saw in the source. Right? It was Chosen. Only 29 days in Kislev. Okay, you with me so far? So one can argue that when you count up the 13 years, they end on Chav Tes Kislev. What's the next day? Lamed Kislev. Ah, his birthday is not until tomorrow. He's born on Aleph Teves. But we don't count birthdays. We count 13 years plus one day. So it's arguable. We can stay with the, what do you mean 13 years? But the year that he was born, the day before he was born, was Chav Tes Kislev. So now that 30 up will also be Chav Tes Kislev. And the extra bonus day is Lamed Kislev. So he's by Mr. Day earlier. That could be pshat in this opinion. I still say it's better wait the extra day. Now what'll happen? Somebody is born on the 30th day of Cheshvan. Same as your case. 30th day of Cheshvan or 30th day of Kislev. And by mitzvah on a year when there are only 29 days. So the Mishnah Brewer says, not by mitzvah until the very next day. Until Aleph Kislev or Aleph Tevez, as the case may be. Seems to be pretty pashut. So it seems to me. Okay. Now the following case. The following case, Rabosai, this is a real life case. A real live case. Someone will be born, Mitzvah Shem, someone will be born, on the 30th day of this month. This month is Adar Aleph. On the 30th day of this month. Lamed Adar Aleph. Okay? 13 years hence, I haven't made the calculation, let's assume there will be a plain year. Okay? A plain year. What is he by mitzvah? We know, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you're by mitzvah, if you're born in Adar Aleph, and they're all you're by mitzvah in a plain year, you're by mitzvah in Adar. That's what says, again, source number four. You with me, source number four? You with me? Im nar echad nolah b'chavtes v'adar rishon, b'shanim u'beres. Nar echad nolah b'adar sheni b'echad bo. Can you imagine this guy? One guy will be born the 29th day of this month, 4 weeks from today. Another guy will be born 2 days later. Who's by mitzvah first? Shnas should give Elena Buberis. Also, Shinol b'chavtes the other rishon. So after that, chavtes the other Shnas should give Elias should give Shana. Also, Shinol the Achav b'echad the other sheni. Yeah, Ben Yud give Shana came and she'echad b'ada shel Shnas should give. But it's not fair. The guy's born 2 days later and by mitzvah 4 weeks earlier. It's a low fare. That's what it says. But you notice the example that was given was the 29th of Adar Rishon. Every year Adar Rishon has 30 days. Every year. Whenever it is Adar Rishon, always 30 days. Why did the Shulchan Aruch choose 29 days? So on this basis, the Binyan Siyan, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, says something unbelievable. He's born the 30th day of this month. What other name do we call that day? We're going to call it Rosh Chodesh Adar. Yeah. If a guy's born, right? A guy's going to be born 20 on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, we call it Rosh Chodesh Adar. Do we not? Says the Binyan Siyan, in 13 years, believe it or not, he's by mitzvah the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. What's the calendar date? Lamed Shvat. That's crazy. The guy's born in Adar Aleph, by mitzvah in Shvat? How could that be? How can that be? How can that be? How can that be? How can that be? It's Chazer again. It's Chazer again. The Pashtus, if someone is born on the 30th day of Adar Rishon, and now he's by mitzvah, there is no Adar Rishon. There is this all plan. When would he be by mitzvah? I would say when? Rosh Chodesh, when? Nisan. Right? He's born Lamed Adar Aleph, by mitzvah. Right? There is no Adar Sheni that year on Rosh Chodesh. Nisan. That's what I would say. And what will happen for Keret? In this situation, he's born on the 30th day of Adar Aleph, which is Rosh Chodesh Adar. The Binyan Tzion suggests you by mitzvah on Lamed Shvat. How do you prove it? From the Shulchan Aruch. Why did he pick Chavtes? Should he pick Lamed? He also has to wait 4 days, 4 weeks and a day after the guy was born a day after him. No. He's a mitzvah Lamed Shvat. The terrorists, we want to give it. Why don't we pick Lamed? Because Lamed is a mitzvah in Nisan. We want to give him a mitzvah only in Adar. Now what happened if I cared? I'll end with this. Last thing for today. A person is born the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar in a plain year. What's the English date? What's the Hebrew date? Lamed Shvat. Says the beginning. You know what's my mitzvah? Lamed Adar Aleph. Now the Binyan Tzion has in his head, this was a Chal Hashem Rosh Chodesh. So he has two things that I think are both incorrect. And once is a month early, once is a month late. My come from, there's no Rosh Chodesh. It all depends on the day of the calendar. That's what I thought. Lamed Shvat. Born Lamed Shvat, by mitzvah Lamed Shvat. We had a good time today on both sides, spending some time. I want to again thank Mr. Krieger for his sponsorship of the Shiurim. We should all be Zocher, and it's not a machlokes about this. Do you say Mishnah Nichlas Adar Mabim Mesimcha from today or not? Rav Yaakov Avner says no. Because Rashi says in Masechta Megillah, Masechta Tainus rather, he says, Kishem Mishnah Nichlas Av Mematim Mesimcha. Kach Mishnah Nichlas Adar Mabim Mesimcha, says Rashi, Yimei Purim U'Pesach. Pesach? What's with Pesach? So Rav Yaakov says Pesach because you need the other Asamach Lenis, Misma Gula Lagula. You have the two Gulas near each other. But many Pesach disagree. And I want to be, I'm a happy Jew. I want to pass on the Chumrah. We should look at the Mabim Simcha starting from today, or the Rishon. We should all be Zohar to have Simcha, Simcha Shal Torah, Amen V'yom. Thank you for coming. You can keep the sausage if you like. Oh. I was out of turn the sausage.